It's time for this week's Southern Gospel Music News, is brought to you by your friends at the AM Cafe and by sources such as Singing News Magazine, AbsolutelyGospel.com, and this week's SouthernGospelBlog.com. Broadcast Music, Inc., or BMI, has celebrated the songwriters and music publishers behind the last year's most performed songs in Christian music. The annual Christian Music Awards was held at BMI's Nashville offices on Music Row. Consistent chart topper Toby Mac earned his third consecutive Christian Songwriter of the Year Crystal and shares the 2012 honor with Casting Crowns frontman Mark Hall, singer-songwriter Matt Mayer, Southern Gospel staple Kyla Rowland, and hit songwriter-producer Chris Stevens. This unusual five-way tie occurred because the hitmakers each wrote or co-wrote two of the songs on this year's most performed list. Included in the list of award-winning songs were This Old Sinner Testifies and Did I Mention, both penned by Kyla Rowland and recorded by the Perrys, as well as I've Never Known a Day, written by Van Mitchell Jr. and recorded by the Inspirations. You Were Faithful Yesterday, written by Rodney Griffin, was honored, which was also recorded by Greater Vision. During the ceremony, prolific family group The Isaacs, Jason Crabb, and Chris Tomlin each delivered inspirational performances. The BMI Awards are awarded in a private ceremony in Nashville every year. Gospel recording artist Linda Randall has just recorded an all-new collection of songs entitled Till the Storm Passes By, and it's scheduled to hit the streets on July the 31st. Linda Randall teamed up for the first time with co-producer Ben Isaacs for the new recording, which showcases Randall's deep, transparent vocals, highlighted with soulful tones. The 12-song release marks Randall's first all-new recording in 4 years and includes favorites like Just a Closer Walk with Thee, Nothing But the Blood, I Have Decided to Follow Jesus, and a new version of the popular ballad, People Need the Lord. The project also features three additional songs written or co-written by Linda. Till the Storm Passes By will be available from Gaither.com on July the 31st. Finally, the Dixie Melody Boys have just announced that lead singer Donald Morris is leaving the group. Morris has been with the Dixie Melody Boys for 3 years. According to tenor and publicist Matt Feltz, Donald will be leaving the group to spend some time with his baby girl at home and also to focus on his songwriting and publishing company. Ed O'Neill comments, and I quote, "The family of former members is very close. Donald will always have a special place in our family. We understand why he's coming off the road, but we'll miss him. He is a very special talent," end quote. Audition plans for a replacement will be announced shortly, and you can keep up with the Dixie Melody Boys at their website, DixieMelodyBoys.com. And that's your Southern Gospel Music News, is brought to you by your friends at He's Alive's AM Cafe.